Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Simcha Shin Ayin, and today we are doing Si'if Beis. Today's page is Reish Lamed Hei Amud Beis. We are holding on Reish Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. We are up to Si'if Beis. So it says this is the Si'if about a hotel. Do you need an Erev Chatzeres in a hotel, an apartment building, things like that? So says the Shulchan Aruch. Bala Bayis Sheisho Harbe Batim B'Chatzer. If you have one big owner of a whole bunch of different houses in the Chatzer, V'Yishilan O'Iskirin L'Acherim, but he lent them out or rented them to other people. And he has in each of the rooms or in each of the houses, as the case may be, things that people would never move on Shabbos, either because they're too heavy to move or because they're muktzah, so you're not allowed to move them on Shabbos. So he's storing within each of the rooms, within each of the homes that he owns, he's storing his own stuff, even though other people are living there. If it's a Davaris or something that's muktzah that you're not even allowed to be metaltel tzarich makomo, ein adarim bem osrim alav. So then the people that live in those homes do not create a need for an eruv chatzeros lefishanasu kulam korach metzo, because they're all considered to be his guests. Ulefichach kam him mutarim lotzim bateim lechatzer alf bishol nasu eruv, and therefore they're all allowed to carry from their homes to the chatzer even though they didn't do an eruv. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin v'ish ilan v'chulei v'davka kishashilun lezman meruba. This is talking about where you loaned it to them for a long time. But if you just lent them the room to stay in for an hour, for a few minutes, so then for sure they don't require an eruv. Now the fact that something is heavy does not make it usser to move. You're allowed to move heavy furniture on Shabbos, but it makes it highly unlikely that you're going to move it. And that's apparently good enough also. The fact that I have heavy furniture, beds, dressers, things like that in the rooms, and I'm the owner, even though I'm not staying in those rooms and I'm renting those rooms to somebody else, that's good enough. Or if there are muktzah items that they can't move, if these muktzah items were a klisha m'lachta lisser that you're allowed to move, then you do have to be concerned that maybe they will be moved, and then the owner of the property will not have a tefisas yad in all of those homes and in all of those rooms. Shanasu kulam ka'orchim, because everybody's considered as guests. That's what they call hotel guests, right? The customers are called guests. Kivan shalosilek asmo mibatim elu mikol v'kol, since the owner has not completely removed himself from these homes, dafka k'shemunuch sham chafatzav, aval kol zman shein munuch sham af sheyishol v'shus aniach sham l'mahani. Now, if he doesn't actually have stuff there, even though he has the rights to have stuff there, that's not good enough. He has to actually leave stuff in each of these rooms. Etzlo, umarik sheyishol v'shus aniach. And we're talking about a case where he has permission to leave it there. Even if he doesn't have reshus to leave it there throughout the whole house, he's only granted one corner where he can keep his stuff. But if he has no right, when he rented out the house, he maintained no rights to store anything there. But he did it anyway. And the people that are staying there aren't complaining about it. Then they are not considered like his guest. That's not considered like he has a tefisas yad. So tefisas yad is when you leave something that's not going to be moved and you have a right to leave it there. Not just that you did it without the rights to leave it there. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter now, V'im eina batam shalo lo knuyos v'lo schuros, afal pi sheyesh lo behem dvarim shasu tatlam osrim ze al ze. But if they're not your rooms at all, they belong to other people, it's not rented, it's not bar, it just belongs to other people, even though you keep stuff there, that doesn't help you. Then you're still going to need an eruv. The whole din we learned in the first half of the sif is when essentially they're your homes, oshu sachar, oshu shol, that's low, or you're borrowed or rented it, and then you subleased it to somebody else, to bezam, to nasa koreach, that's low. Then we say that they're considered to be your guests, the people who are living there. But if the bayis is simply not yours at all, it's just that you have neighbors in this chatzer, and each of the neighbors have their own house, and one of them has permission to leave his stuff in the other guy's house, but it's his house, not mine at all. So then you're not considered the Bala Bayis, and the other guy is not considered your guest anymore. Now, says the Ramah, V'yesh omrim dekalzek shein diorim b'chatzra lehem, that some say this whole kula, that as long as you leave, as long as you have tefisas yad in all the homes, that you don't need an eruv, that's only if you own all of the properties in that chatzra. There's no other people that live in the chatzra. Avok sheish diorim machirim malichim eruv netzlam, but if you have other people that live in the chatzra, and they bring the eruv to them, trichim kolech lariv, then everyone needs to participate in the Eruv. They all need to participate in the Eruv, period. Says the Mishmur Yud Gimel, the Kolzer Ratzalomar, Emasai Mol Tfisas Yad Sheesh Lebala Bayis. When does having Tfisas Yad, the right to leave something, help? That's only if you're the Bala Bayis of every home in that Chatzar, and the only other people there are people that have borrowed or rented from you. Oh, Afilu Yesh Od Yerim Chatzer, or even if there are other people that live in the Chatzer, Lashosin Yerim Mavin Eruvin Manichin also Bebeis Balabayizeh, but the other people in the Chatzer bring matzahs and leave it in the Balabayis's house, in this Balabayis's house. Oh, Bechon Mei Batamashul and Sheesh the Balabayis Tfisas Yad Ben, or in one of his homes that he owns and he has Tfisas Yad in. Vazin Shrichin Klalitin the Eruv Pass. Then none of the people that live in these homes, nor the Balabayis, have to participate and give pass. Because all of these different homes that he owns in the Chatzer are considered one large home. And the house that the Erev is in doesn't need to give pass either. Right? So that's why if the Erev is kept in any one of these homes that belong to this guy, then this guy doesn't have to participate in the Erev because the house that the Erev is kept in doesn't need to participate in the Erev. And it's all of the homes that he owns are considered to be one big house. But if there are other people that live in that chatzer, and they leave the Erev in one of the other people's homes, then the Balabais needs to participate in the Erev, he needs to contribute toward the Erev. Then not only does the Balabais have to contribute himself in the Erev, each of the people he has subleased to or he has rented out to also now need to participate in the Erev. The fact that he has a tefisas yad is not going to help. The migo de shari diur masriya balabayis hanach shedarim bebeiso nami asriya lavachiyut uchelik be'erev. Because migo that the other residents asr on the balabayis, those that live in his house also asr on him until they participate in the Erev. Meaning those that live in any of his homes are also going to now need to participate in the Erev. Vaiter in the Ramah now, echad shesachar bayis mina ovid kochavim vihisker echad mina bira lechavero, that as someone rented a house from an Ovid Kochavim, and he rented out one of the rooms in the building to someone else. If initially it wasn't rented for this purpose, it's as if the entire building is his, and he rented out one of the rooms to someone else. But if it was originally rented with this in mind, then it's considered like two separate homes. And then a tefisas yad is not going to be good enough. Mishnaburi yodalid echad min abira, haynu cheder echad min abira. One room of a building, adai tadachi, ratzolomar, b'shash shesach menakam lo kivin liskro ba'ado uvad chavero. What it means, adai tadachi, is that at the time that you rented the property from the guy, the intention was not to rent it to you and somebody else. Aval v'chulei adai tadachi ratzlam dim tchilis liris kiven liskar gam ba'ad chaver v'nisratzi ito l'dur yachtav. But if initially that was the intention, that it wasn't just going to be you, it was going to be another guy as well, ishtakach tai sochar menakam shlichusei d'chavri kavid u'shneim shavin b'bayizeh, then when I rented from the guy and then subsequently rented one of the rooms out to another Jew, I'm just doing the shlichus of the guy and renting that other room out to another Jew. So it's as if the guy rented out to two separate Jews, and if a guy rents out property to two separate Jews, two separate rooms, then we need an Eruv. And the fact that you have rights to leave stuff there would not help, because the rights to leave stuff there is only if you're the owner of that entire property. So what we learned tonight is that if one person owns a whole bunch of different properties and even though he rents it out to other people, but he has a tfisas yad. He keeps items that will not be moved on Shabbos in each of those properties, then there's no need for an Eruv. However, if he's not the owner of all of the properties, and there are other people that own properties, then there is a need for an Eruv. If they keep the Eruv in one of his homes, so the participants in his tenants do not need to participate in the Eruv, but if they keep the Eruv in somebody else's home, then even his tenants are going to need to participate in the Eruv. So this whole concept of Tfisas Yad only works when there's one owner of the whole property. So you have a hotel where one guy owns the whole hotel and nobody else owns anything. It's just that they rent out rooms in the hotel. And I keep the dressers and the beds. You know, the owner of the hotel keeps all that. So then you would not need an Eruv Chatzeros in that hotel. But sometimes you have a hotel where there are also like the top couple of floors. They sold the apartments to different people. So it's not owned by the hotel. The hotel owns many of the rooms. But there are also other people that live there. So if there are also other people that live there, then the fact that the hotel owner owns all the rooms and has tefisas yad in the rooms that he owns doesn't help, because there are other people that live there that own their rooms. And even if he has a tefisas yad in their rooms, it doesn't help, because having a tefisas yad only helps if you're the owner of that room. Okay, Bez Shem, tomorrow we have a longer sif. We'll do a sif gimel tomorrow, Bez Shem, same time, same place.